Hi, it's Puck Pals, and I'm Aiden.
And I'm Alyssa, Aiden's mom.
And today we're going to be talking about the Nashville Predators.
That's right. What can you tell us about the Nashville Predators, Aiden?
Well, the Predators are a Western Conference NHL team based in Nashville, Tennessee. Their home arena is the Bridgestone Arena, and they've been a team since 1998.
Yeah. And I think 1998 was the first season that they played, but there was like a little bit of kind of funny business when it came to getting a team in Nashville, wasn't there? Mm-hmm. What can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, Nashville was trying to get the New Jersey Devils to relocate to Nashville, but that did not work. And they ended up getting a team in the NHL expansion.
Yeah. So they kind of wanted to get the New Jersey Devils to come and play in Nashville. And who knows, maybe they would have just been the Nashville Devils. Probably not. Probably would have had a new name. But that didn't work. So they kind of had to wait, and they got a team when the NHL said, yes, we're going to make more teams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who is their head coach and their captain?
Their head coach is Andrew Brunette, and he used to play for the Colorado Avalanche, which is cool. Their captain is Roman Josi. He's from Switzerland and was drafted to the Predators in 2008.
Nice. What about their team colors?
Their colors are Predators gold, navy blue, and white.
Yeah. And talk a little bit about what their logo kind of looks like.
Well, to me, their logo kind of looks like a saber-toothed tiger or like a saber-toothed cat. And in their team colors, has like a golden stripe through the middle almost. Its mouth is open, and it kind of looks kind of like angry.
Yeah. It's like a... I mean, like, I think generally speaking, saber-toothed cats are pretty tough, right? But this one looks particularly tough.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about their mascot?
Well, their mascot is a saber-toothed tiger named Nash, G-N-A-S-H. We were looking and we saw this video where Nash pies an Oilers fan with a pie. At a Predators game, and then the fan that just got pied pies his girlfriend in the face.
Yeah, it was a really funny kind of like silly video that we saw. You thought that was pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
We can put a link in the show notes so that other people could see this video too if they want to.
Yeah.
Have the Predators won any Stanley Cups?
The Predators had not won any Stanley Cups, but they were in the playoffs in 2017. For the past years, they have not been in the playoffs.
Yeah, like for 6 years, they haven't been in the playoffs, right?
Yep.
Yeah. We've talked a little bit before about some of the kind of like traditions or like special things about some of the teams. And there are a couple things that the Nashville Predators do or are known for, right? Can you say a little bit about that?
Well, fans of the Nashville Predators have kind of known about the octopus throwing tradition of the Red Wings and changed it. And so they actually throw catfish for good luck. And the first time they threw one was October 30th, 2003.
Yeah. So for like 20 years, they have every now and then been throwing catfish for good luck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I think we learned there have been some other like famous people, like a country musician named Keith Urban or some football players from the Tennessee Titans that sometimes like lift up a fish for a catfish for fans to see, right?
Yeah.
What else? What other kinds of like traditions or interesting facts did you learn about them?
Well, in the Brightstone Arena, similar to the New Jersey Devils, how they have Section 233 and 130 and 122. Sorry, the Predators have Section 303, which they call the cell block. And the fans in that section say that they're the loudest section in the loudest arena in the NHL.
Yeah, the cell block. That sounds pretty ominous, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else that you would like to share about the Nashville Predators?
No, but we do have some add-ons to talk about. Like, we went to Seattle and saw a Kraken game. It was our first NHL game that we've seen.
It was your first NHL game, right? I've been to NHL games before, but this was your very first NHL game live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were at the Climate Pledge Arena, and they played the Arizona Coyotes and won 5-0.
Yeah. What were your thoughts on going to that game?
It was really fun, and at some points it got really loud.
Yeah, it sure did. And we were there on a special night that they called Green Night, right? They had some green jerseys, and they had like an artistic representation of their logo that they were like auctioning off to raise some money. So that was kind of like an interesting thing that was happening while we were there. But they also have a very unique opening to their games, right? Can you tell people a little bit about what happened before the players came out and the game started?
Well, there was like this, they lowered this giant, like almost tentacle onto the ice, and then they had the lights kind of make some cool patterns on the ice that like moved around.
So it looked kind of like the sea at certain points, right? Like,
yeah.
Almost like the sea was being projected onto the ice.
Yeah. And then all the players skated out, and it was cool.
Yeah. Yep, it sure was. And then right before the last period, they did something else that was pretty cool called hoisting the colors, right?
Mm-hmm.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, it was cool because at the start of the third period, they had this cool, like, almost like montage that they talked about how it was like the last period. And then it was kind of like the final stand, I guess.
Yeah.
And then they said hoist the colors, and all the people, there was these people in these sections, and they had this giant flag. It was all blue, and it had their logo on it. And then all these people moved it around, and it looked so cool. Because we were right, like, up and, like, right across, in front of it, almost.
Yeah, across the arena from it.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, it was an enormous Seattle Kraken flag, and it was pretty cool to see that. Yeah. And when, do you remember what song they played when the Kraken scored a goal?
No.
Because it was Seattle, and Seattle's sort of known for grunge music, they played a song called Lithium by Nirvana every time the Kraken scored a goal, which made me super happy. Yeah. What else did we do while we were in Seattle that was pretty cool?
Well, we went to the Kraken Iceplex, and I got to skate there on one of the rinks at Public Skate, and it was my second time skating there, and it was really fun, and I suggest checking it out if you're ever in Seattle.
Yep, that's a really fun ice complex that we like going to, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, and in other news, our Portland Winterhawks.
Getting ready for the second round of the playoffs, the WHL playoffs, after defeating the Victoria Royals in 4 straight games.
That's right.
And on Friday, they face off on their first game with the Everett Silvertips.
Yep, we're excited. They have game one on Friday, game two on Saturday, both here in Portland, right? So if you're here in Portland and you can get tickets, you should check it out. We'll be there Friday. Go Hawks. Yeah. Anything else?
Nope. But we are gonna be trying to post a video every week, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.